Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Intimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren and I wanted to talk all about hair scans today. So, with today's episode being about hair scans, I wanted to just talk about what they are, what they do, how they compare to conventional labs, what you can expect at your hair scan appointment, and a little backstory as to why I wanted to start integrating them into FPE and whatnot. So let's start there. So I have Hashimoto's, and Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disorder that affects your thyroid. And I was diagnosed with this actually shortly after getting off of birth control when I was 18 years old. I think it was actually about 19 at that point, because I was almost 19 when I got off the birth control. Anyway, I was diagnosed with the Hashimoto's. My older sisters, she had been diagnosed with lupus for a couple years at that point. And actually, just a few years ago, my younger sister also was diagnosed with lupus. So autoimmune disorders kind of run in the fam for some of us, which, you know, it is what it is. But after coming off the birth control, which honestly, guys, I can't tell you why I was on birth control. I wasn't on it for acne reasons, because I got on it when I was about 14 years old and I didn't have acne beforehand. I got on it, I think, maybe because my older sisters were on it. I think my mom was trying to be preventative, as far as, because my older sisters didn't really have the greatest periods. I think maybe she was trying to, you know, prevent that with me. I don't really know, but I was on birth control from 14 to 18 years old and I came off of it. Again, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, also severe anemia, and it was about a few months after coming off birth control that I started experiencing acne for the first time, other than the occasional hormonal breakout on my chin around my period. So a lot was happening around this time, but I was put on a few medications, levothyroxine being the main one for my Hashimoto's. It's a pretty common one to be put on for thyroid conditions, especially Hashimoto's. And I did not like levothyroxine. For me personally, I feel like it made me feel sicker. I gained weight being on it, actually. It was not a good time. So I came off the levothyroxine. I actually just cut it cold turkey, which, you know, isn't the best thing to do when it comes to medications, but I did. I was kind of frustrated at that point because I was still dealing with like all the symptoms. I wasn't feeling any better. In fact, I was feeling worse and whatnot. Well, after coming off the levothyroxine, I had started doing my own research and saw that reducing gluten in my diet is great for autoimmune disorders, especially thyroid conditions. So I went without gluten for about a year, year and a half-ish, something like that. I think it was about 19, almost 20 then, or 20. Anyway, this was like literally like, what, 7, 8 years ago at this point. And I almost instantly started feeling better, which was insane. I was over consuming gluten. It was just really triggering my Hashimoto's. I'm not entirely sure because it was so many years ago, but I just felt better. And this is when I kind of was like, wow, maybe, you know, our typical, and I don't want to sound controversial or anything, but like, this is just my podcast, so I'm going to say what I say. Maybe our typical Western medicine isn't always the best route. That's where I kind of truly realized like there are other avenues to take that aren't so woo-woo, is what I call it. Because before, I kind of saw functional medicine as more of like, oh, what? Like, that's kind of weird, like woo-woo. But now I get it, and now I'm in it. Now I'm in the industry, which is funny. So that was kind of like a bit of my backstory as far as kind of taking my health into my own hands, looking more into it. Things such as, you know, sitting in a sauna, cold plunging, dry brushing, make sure you're doing detoxes and whatnot. These are all things that I kept researching and trying to put into practice. Guys, I'm going to be straight up. I'm not perfect. I'm human. Even with the results I get from my hair scan, or even just life in general, I slip up. I'm going to go to McDonald's every now and then, whatever. So don't think that I'm like the perfect example of somebody with this, because I don't think there is a perfect example, first of all, but second of all, I'm just not, just not perfect, which is fine. Anyway, so I've always been interested in skin, and around this point I was kind of getting more into the skincare world, looking more into it because, you know, this was the height of my cystic acne and whatnot as well. Well, I enrolled in aesthetic school back in 2020, so I've been an esthetician for 2.5 years licensed, been in the industry for about 3.5 years now, and I started realizing just how much with the skin and skin conditions was rooted in the gut and functional health and whatnot. So that's when I became more interested in it. Also, at this point in time, you know, conversations with my sister, especially my older sister, just hearing how frustrated she was, always having to go see a specialist for her lupus, always being put on a new medication or trying something new, only for it to not really do much except for maybe make the symptoms bearable with her lupus. And she also has rheumatoid arthritis as a result of her lupus, by the way. Like, she can't even, like, text or type that often. She works on her computer from home, which is not fun because her hands just start hurting because of her RA. But anyway, seeing how kind of Western medicine was failing not only me, but those that I care about, I wanted to be able to look more into it and, you know, help out my family eventually. So that was another drive into it. And like I said, looking more into it, I realized that it also helped the skin a lot. I've posted before about the gut skin brain axis. I've talked a lot about mental health when it comes to your skin results. I've talked about, you know, your health and your wellness and how it's going to affect, you know, your lifestyle factors affecting your skin. And since I've had my practice for over 2 years now, literally since I started it, I would be telling all my clients, and my clients that have been around since the beginning of the practice will attest, I have literally been telling them all about hair scans, going and getting hair scans since I started my practice with them, and a lot of them have. And we've just seen with the clients that get hair scans compared that to the clients that don't, as far as results driven skincare goes, we see way better results. So because I was so passionate about hair scans, you know, overall health and wellness with affecting the skin and whatnot, and I was always referring clients out to especially somebody here in Utah, a little bit more north of my practice, I eventually, this was like a year and a half ago now, spring of 2022, was like, why don't I just do this? Like, I'm so passionate about it. It goes hand in hand with skin, truly. We've seen it work for a lot of our clients. Why don't I do this myself? So then I enrolled in the NASM certification course for a nutrition coach, and that took a lot longer than it should have, just because I ended up getting pregnant a few months later, and I literally didn't even touch it for I think 5 months, 6 months, something like that. And then after I finished that course, I enrolled in my integrative health practitioner course through Dr. Stephen Cabral, and I did that this last summer while on maternity leave, and I finished that course, got that certification, so I'm a certified integrative health practitioner, and then paid and invested in, got trained in doing the hair scans, and I'm with a company called For Healthy Cells, and they work with a company that's based out of Germany called Cell Wellbeing, and I just love this technology, just what we can do with hair scans, what we can find out. So now kind of that I've gone over the backstory a little bit on why I wanted to do this, let's talk about the hair scans in general. So what is a hair scan? So it's an epigenetic hair analysis. So what we do is they take about 4 follicles, 4 hairs from the back of your head around the nape of your neck, or if you don't have hair on your head, I would take 2 brow samples, and I put them into an S drive that's just attached to my computer, and I have a nifty little program. The S drive sends the information from the hair follicles to the lab in Germany, and within 15 minutes, I get your results, and the results are about a 36-page report that goes over things, a lot of things, guys. It goes over factors such as resistance factors, frequency, interference indicators, environmental challenge indicators, vitamin indicators, mineral indicators, antioxidant indicators, fatty acid indicators, food sensitivities, and additives. You know, so much more. We can find out if you have parasites. We can find out if you're like me and have candida overgrowth, which I knew I would have. Just so much. We can find out if you're like my husband, have a bunch of toxic metals in your body. told him to change his deodorant. And it's very specific. Again, it's a 36-page report. And then from there, after we get the results, we sit down, and as your integrative health practitioner, I explain the results to you. And then we focus mainly on the top three categories that like kind of ranked high and how we can improve and fix them for the next 90 days. So that's kind of how they work and what you would get with the hair scans. So how does a hair scan compare to blood work? So think of blood work as a conventional lab because it is, and a hair scan is a functional lab because it is. Conventional labs diagnose and treat what is above the surface, so symptoms of a disease. If you've ever gone to the doctor, you've gotten blood work, and they're just like, okay, here's medication based off of your blood work. That's going to treat your symptoms, not the disease itself. Kind of what it is. Functional labs report the root of the disease. So it's telling you like why you have this issue in your body. So for example, guys, when I did my hair scan, it showed that I had a lot of radiation and whatnot. And it was saying that I had that from my mobile phone. It was pretty specific. So I was like, well, duh, I'm on my phone a lot for work. I'm on my phone a lot for entertainment purposes. I'm constantly creating content, you know, messaging clients, talking on the phone, and I do admittedly sleep right next to my phone because of my alarm, and I'm one of those people that's very paranoid about, even though I'm the lightest sleeper ever, sleeping through their alarm, so I have to have it right there. So I was like, well, no duh. So with these conventional labs with the blood work, you're kind of only getting your results for that exact lab. What I mean is, you know, they pull your blood work, they run it in the system, whatever, and you get your results. And let's say you're trying to get blood work for gluten intolerance or gluten sensitivity. Maybe you're just having a good day as far as your body goes with being able to process gluten. It could show that, no, you don't have a gluten intolerance. But if you do a hair scan, which is a functional lab, that shows kind of what's been going on with your body for the last 90 days. So the hair scan is going to show you, hey, you may have, you know, according to your blood work, had a good gluten tolerance day, but actually over the last 90 days your body has not been processing it properly or been able to handle it properly. So that's kind of the difference. Again, with the functional lab, with the hair scan, it's longer what we're seeing going on with the body, and the blood work is kind of more current with the results you're getting. And I've had like so many clients come back to me and say this, because I've had clients that came in, I'm like, I know you have a gluten intolerance, you know, you've got psoriasis, you got eczema, go do a hair scan. No, Lauren, I did a blood work, or I did an allergy panel, and it came back that I'm not allergic to gluten. I'm like, well, how do you feel when you eat gluten? Oh, I do kind of feel sick, and when I eat a lot, I feel like my skin looks more dull or dry, or blah, blah, blah. Yeah, go get a hair scan. Sure enough, they go get a hair scan, text me right after their appointment. Wow, you were right. I actually do have a gluten intolerance, so I'm going to cut back on it a bit. A week later, hey, my skin looks so good. Hey, my psoriasis is gone. Hey, I'm not dealing with dry, itchy skin, whatever it is. So that's why it's so important to be able to look at things more long-term than just current with what you get with blood work. And guys, there is a place with blood work. I'm not saying it's, let's condemn it and say, don't ever get blood work again. I'm just saying like, there's room for both. A little fun fact. So Cell Wellbeing is, again, the main company, and they're based out of Germany. So in countries like Germany, when it comes to patients and their health and whatnot, the first line of defense to finding out what's wrong and what's going on with the body is actually a hair scan and not blood work. Blood work is kind of an afterthought because, again, it's more current. So a patient comes in, doc, I'm so sick. I don't know what's going on with my body. Like, I just feel like, you know, I'm just getting through the days. You know, I've got dry skin, or my body feels inflamed, it's sore, I feel like I've got arthritis or something. Doctors are going to be like, okay, well, let's do a hair scan first and then the blood work. I think that's really cool. Honestly, guys, I think there's a lot we can learn from Europe and the way they handle overall health, truthfully. But that's kind of the difference between hair scans, functional labs, and blood work, conventional labs. All right, I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to note on this. Let's just talk about the appointment in general. So you book an appointment with me. Let's say you're doing an in-person hair analysis. You come in. After, you know, we go over what to expect, the waivers and everything, I take the samples, I put them in the S drive, wait for the 15 minutes for it to scan, and we get the results. Within 15 minutes, we get your results. I pull it up. By the way, you do get emailed a copy of your results. It's not just me showing you a bunch of papers and then telling you stuff and then calling it good. You actually get copies of this yourself. And I go over everything with you. explain the key things that we need to address in your body and go from there. I especially am focusing, yes, on overall wellness with this, but also I am kind of zoning in on specifically with skin, on how your overall wellness is affecting your skin and results, because I am, you know, a master esthetician. I own my own aesthetics practice, and that is my first love. So that is kind of my specialty in how these things affect your skin, especially acne, for example, and rosacea. But if you're somebody that just wants a hair scan for their overall wellness, come in, get a hair scan. I can help you there too. I'm certified. But yeah, and then I go over all the results with you. I give you my suggestions as far as like any nutritional ways to supplement. If we need to, we could potentially talk about supplements and whatnot. My first line of defense is always going to be nutrition. Do we need to pull back on certain foods? We need to add in more foods, things like that, before adding in supplements and before kind of cutting things cold turkey and whatnot. Nutrition is the first way we're going to address these things, okay? And then I will also send you a follow-up email or text if that's what you prefer, just giving you like kind of like a little bit more of a simplified rundown of the top three factors that we need to address and what I would suggest doing. And then the goal is for you guys to be messaging me about weekly, just giving me an update, what you've been doing, keeping, you know, a note in your phone or a handwritten note in a journal, however you want to do it, sending me those notes, and that way I can help you further. And then over like those 90 days post hair scan, we're trying to correct what the hair scan showed us was going on incorrectly or wrongly with the body. After the 90 days, we're going to do a rescan. If you'd like to do a rescan, I suggest you do a rescan to make sure that what we were doing was working. You'll do come into a rescan and we'll see, okay, what's improved? What maybe actually do we need to address now in the body? Things like that. But you can expect to make some changes in your life for the better for at least 90 days post hair scan. And again, I try to be as accessible as possible. I do ask for a little bit more patience with response times just because I do have my baby. I do own my business. I do have to run my business. I'm kind of busy, honestly, and I do need to find better work-life balance, truthfully, as well. So I've been trying to more so have office hours when it comes to my phone, texting, whether you're a hair scan client or a skin client, or both, you know. But you guys, I truly believe in these epigenetic hair scans. The amount of information you can find from them with what's going on in your body is truly freaking amazing. I've seen it work wonders for clients. I've seen it work wonders for family members. It's worked wonders in my life. They're truly just so amazing. They don't be like me and think it's kind of like woo woo, because truthfully it's not. It really isn't. I know that was my mindset in the past, like what the heck is functional medicine, like that just sounds like a bunch of like weird stuff, like blah blah blah. It's not. Like, remember, even Western medicine, modern medicine, developed from somewhere, you know, however many millions of years ago. Not millions, actually, that's probably the dinosaur times. Thousands of years ago with humans, you know, we didn't have a ton of medicine. Our medicine was our diets. Our medicine was our nutrition. Things like that. So we're just kind of going back, guys. We're taking our health back. We're taking our wellness back into our own hands. And that is what I am here for, is to be a guide in helping you do so. Because it's your body. You are in charge. Don't forget it. And you know what? If you do need some modern medicine help, that's totally fine. Even I get it from time to time. I'm just saying, though, you have a right to be in charge of your own wellness, and I again am here as a guide in helping you do so. Yeah, but I think that's it. That's all I've got for you today on the hair scans. Come get one, or if you're not local, we can even do them virtually. I'm doing $50 off in the month of October. I'm pretty much booked for October though. And then for the first few weeks of November before I go away for Thanksgiving, just because after Thanksgiving, it's going to be a bunch of holiday stuff, which is insane. I love the holidays. So yeah, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Thank you for inviting me into your life today. I love you so, so much. Come get a hair scan. They're freaking life changing. Or message me to do a virtual one. And yeah, I will talk with you guys hopefully next week. Again, it's a little bit harder to record these now that I'm a mom, but hopefully next week. Okay, bye.